We open in prayer. Father, help us now as we meditate on your word. Speak to each of us through your Holy Spirit that we might understand, believe, and live in the light of your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When I turned 12, I had the opportunity to learn how to scuba dive. Put tanks on and go down in the ocean, which I really loved. And I got to work on Catalina Island off the coast of California. And during those summers, the team I was a part of spent many, many hours every day in the ocean diving. And many of those hours came at night. We would go out at night, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and go night diving. Whole different set of animals are out there at night. And it was great. But when you get down 30 to 50 feet under the water at night, it's really dark. You can't see your hand in front of your face. The only light you have is your dive light. And that's all you can see wherever that light is focused. Kind of like when you walk into this building, if it was completely dark. It's disorienting. It's tough. The lighting, you begin to feel closed in and compressed. And when darkness encases you, it presses you down. The only light you saw when you came in this evening were the lights mostly on the altar. And usually all it takes is one candle to shatter the darkness. Light makes the atmosphere around us a whole lot less eerie. Tonight we focus on light. The theme of light is dominant in all of our lessons this evening. The very first thing that God created was light. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God even separated the light from the darkness. In our reading from John's Gospel, Jesus calls himself the light of the world. Not only did God create light at the beginning of creation, but he also sent the light of the world in his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Since you are now united with Christ and your Heavenly Father through holy baptism and faith, you are also light in this world. In Matthew 5, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." He doesn't say, "Be like." Be imitators of light. He says, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Because of Christ's connection to you, St. Paul says in the third reading from Ephesians, "You were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." Throughout the rich history of the church, we have always recognized the significance of light and made use of it in every worship service. In the early church, after candidates were instructed in the faith, they left a very dark room where they renounced Satan and then entered a brightly lit room before they were baptized. Then, after their baptism, they received a lighted taper, almost like our acolytes use, to remind them that they were now light in the Lord. Therefore, we often give a baptismal candle to parents of children or to newly baptized adults. A simple candle signifies that Jesus Christ is the light of the world and that he dwells within you, shining through your life. If you had a candle in your hand, you could see in the flame a real candle. You can sense its warmth. You have a view of everything around you as you move. It enlightens you. How secure do you believe people feel in the dark world in which we live? A world that doesn't have light, doesn't have hope, doesn't have peace. Outside these doors, there is immense darkness. a darkness that continues to try and strangle our world. This darkness blinds people from the truth and makes many feel hopeless and purposeless. Darkness always tries to choke out the light. That is why St. Paul clearly says to us, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. When anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. I had to ask myself the question, how open am I to being exposed by the light of truth in God's word? Do I really want God to expose my life under his bright beam? Often I'm like Adam, trying to hide from God, who walked in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day. It was not until God finally said to Adam, "Where are you?" that Adam faced the light. At other times, I'm tempted to hide my light like Peter, who denied his Lord in the public light of others. None of us wants to be exposed with our sin, because that means we must change and repent. No, at times I would rather run into the dark than step into the light. A longtime friend of mine, a pastor, I knew would tell us, as we get closer to the light, the more we see in ourselves. However, if we refuse God's honest word, we refuse his light, our sinful nature is much more comfortable in the dark than the light. But you can't hide. God knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows our adulterous thoughts, greedy intent, lustful and covetous thoughts. Jesus called the Pharisees whitewashed tombs because they looked great on the outside, but inside they were dead man's bones. This Lenten season, God shines his light anew on each of us, on our hearts and our life. He exposes it all, not that we should run and hide from him, but so that we should die to our dark sin and graciously receive light, love, and forgiveness through Jesus' wounds and words. That's what Lent is all about. It's more than giving up certain things, such as alcohol or sweets, for a period of 40 days. Lent is about dying to our sin, because Christ died for all, including all of my sins. Lent exposes my old life to bury it in Christ's tomb. It is buried there so that on Easter I may arise with him again, full of joy in the light of his resurrection. Jesus Christ is the true light who gives light to every person here. Although his life was extinguished on the cross amid total darkness, Jesus bore the full weight of this world's sin and darkness to bring light to us. Jesus was lonely and forsaken by God. And yet, by such rejection, Jesus brought light and life to the world and crushed the darkness of sin, death, and hell forever. The cross always brightly reflects joy, love, and mercy, because Jesus suffered there to bring light and love. In Isaiah, we're told, even though our sins are like scarlet, they are now as white as snow. From his cross shines a new beam. It pierces through your darkest and most depressive thoughts and fills you with peace and joy. The light of Jesus shines like the sun, and like the moon, you reflect his light to others. Have you ever visited with someone who came out of the gloom or shadow of darkness? Maybe they were grieving the death of a loved one, or perhaps they were suffering from a broken relationship. Over time, you listened to them and prayed with them. You prayed for them. Over time, and after you continued words of comfort, they regained their joy and light. Soon they realized that the clouds of pain had passed, and the bright light of Christ's cross beamed again with grace, forgiveness, love, and mercy. Dear friend, Christ's light continues to shine through you. Christ's light continues to shine through your words. Christ's light continues to shine every day through your actions. In this season, in this day, receive Christ's light. Amen.